John chapter 17, verses 21 through 23. Here in John 17, the prayer of Jesus Christ, prayer of unity, unity of the Lord and believers, as God and the Lord Jesus Christ are one. Jesus Christ praying that believers can have that same sweet fellowship and intimacy as they have a relationship with God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. This picture is given to us in the picture of marriage. As Jesus Christ said in Matthew 19, verse 6, "Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh." Individuals coming together in holy matrimony, being one, exclusiveness in marriage. Two people sharing things that no one else may be partakers of. Sharing communication, sharing time, sharing thoughts, sharing each other's emotions, bonding as one, enjoying sweet fellowship as husband and wife. And this picture of unity on earth in marriage teaches us the wonderful state of unity spiritually between us and God the Father through the precious Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament dwelt in the temple, as the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament fell upon Samson, those were levels of intimacy that now in the New Testament are taken to another level, for the Holy Spirit will dwell in us upon salvation, being born of His Spirit and being baptized in the Holy Spirit of God, being one spiritually in the Lord, can happen through salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ as He dwells in us. We are the temple of the living God. As John chapter 14, verse 17 states, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." The Lord Jesus Christ desires to dwell within our temple, the ultimate of unity, which brings unspeakable joy, peace like a river, blessed assurance on the inside, and the foretaste of glory divine, and oh, the joy that floods our soul. The Holy Spirit of God now dwells within believers, and the Lord Jesus Christ desires to be one with us, the ultimate in intimacy that the world cannot share. For the scripture speaks in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 16 through 18, "For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.